Y94.
We'll just stick with Anonymous. We'll talk with Anonymous this morning. We'll throw you in the voice changer. And if you could, hon, just kind of run through what we're talking about this morning.
I just wanted to talk about a sort of a secret that my family had that we've kept from my daughter her whole life. It's kind of sad, and we're disagreeing on whether she should even be told about this. So I'm just like looking to sort of pick everyone's brain out there and see what the, you know, what the consensus is.
So is it okay if we ask you what the secret is?
Yeah. Well, my daughter's 15 now, and so when I gave birth to her, I was actually pregnant with twins at the time. I don't really want to get too specific, but let's just say that her twin sister passed when she was just a few weeks old.
Oh, geez.
And so what brings this up again is my mother kind of made a comment accidentally over the holiday, and I know my daughter sort of heard it, and she looked a little confused. And, you know, again, she never knew that she even had a twin sister. We've never told her. So now this opened up in this discussion in our family again as far as, you know, whether she needs to know. Like, I've always kept it quiet. I just don't even think she should know. But, you know, maybe now that she's getting older, should we tell her? I don't know.
So you, and I don't get the impression you want to tell her then.
You know what? I don't really think she needs to know. My husband, he thinks maybe we should tell her, but we should wait a few more years. And my mother thinks we should have told her all along. She thinks that it's not good to keep this secret.
Now, why does your mother feel so strong telling her?
You know, well, she just feels that it's an important part of who she is. You know, it's like she's technically a twin, and, you know, there's certain things that go along with that, and so my mother just thinks that she's entitled to know. And I don't know, I think if that were me, you know, as a daughter and my mother had told me that, I don't know how I'd deal with it, and I just think I would never want to know that. But, you know, I'm hoping maybe there's somebody out there that been through something like this or know somebody that's been through something like this, and you know, I don't know, what do they think?
Okay, well, listen, you know, it is a fairly serious one, and we'll go ahead and see if we can get some thoughts for you. Is the question more should she know or when she should know?
I guess both. Like, if people feel that she should know, then is 15 a good age to tell her? Is 18 a better age? You know, so maybe like two answers to those questions.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for trusting us with this, and we'll go ahead and try to get some good thoughts for you, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. So just kind of a quick recap of what's going on in her family. She has a 15-year-old daughter who is unaware that shortly after birth, she had a twin sister that passed. And some members of the family, grandma, know this by now, and mom and dad are kind of torn. Thoughts on how to delicately handle a chat for her? 237 hits, or you can always certainly text us at 35270.
Check it out.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I'm excited.
Let's go.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. We are Zero, Rat, and Maggie. So a significantly kind of more delicate issue than we've dealt with recently on the show. So we'll just stick with Anonymous. She's in the voice changer because there's a secret involved. And she has a teenage daughter. Now, when shortly after her daughter was born, her twin sister passed. And she did not go into details as to why or what was going on there. But now at age 15, her daughter has no idea that she'd had a twin sister. Had no clue whatsoever. And grandma and some other members of the family have raised question as to why she doesn't know. Why is it a secret? Shouldn't she know? And this has kind of started a debate about what's going on here. And mom's like, hey, I don't know if she should know. I don't know what's a good age to know. I'm really torn on it. What do people think? So 237 hits. You can text 35270. This 15-year-old girl has no idea that she has a twin sister that passed shortly after birth. Should she know? Should she have known a long time ago? How do you tell her that? A lot of questions there. And Maggie,
yeah.
Maggie, I'm going to talk to you first. Because you have
a twin
sister.
Yes.
If the world was a little bit different, well, quite a bit different, and you were this girl,
mm-hmm.
how would you like that to have been handled with you?
I would want to know. I mean, I don't know why they're hiding it. I mean, because mm-hmm. it's just something that happened, and it's, you know, you can't pretend that it never happened. I think, and maybe she waited till she was older to tell her just because it would be easier for her. Maybe she didn't know what to say, but I don't mm-hmm. think that she shouldn't tell her because that is a big part of her life. Like, she had a sister or would have had a sister or brother mm-hmm. or whatever. And she just has the right to know because it was a part of her.
If you were her, if that mm-hmm. had happened, God forbid,
yeah.
you would have wanted to
oh,
know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And good morning. What are you thinking for mom there?
Morning. I definitely think that she should tell her daughter. You know, let her mourn as well. This would have been her sister. You know, it would have meant something to her. She needs to know and mourn. And also, I know she didn't mention why the twin died, but if it was a genetic issue, that's something that other girl is going to need to know in the future when she has kids, you know, because it could happen to her as well.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you so much for calling in. We certainly do appreciate it. 237-HITS. You can also text us at 35270. A 15-year-old girl has no idea that she has a twin sister that passed shortly after birth, and mom and some other members of the family debating as to whether or not she should know. And when, if yes, what are we seeing for text there, guys?
I'm a twin, but she died at birth, but I've known all my life. Even I remember knowing it when I was really little. Somebody else said she should know, and she should know right now. No, don't tell her. How would it help her? You'll only be making her sad. If you have to tell her, wait till she's in her 20s. Somebody else says, I'm a twin and actually was supposed to be a triplet, but my mom lost one early in the pregnancy. She let us know when we were pretty young, like around 12. Somebody else says, just tell her. It's not a big deal, and it's an important part of who she is, so she should be told. Don't hide anything from your children.
And your thoughts. Good morning.
Well, personally, I'm 15 years old, and I was adopted, but it's like an open adoption, so I've always like known, so I feel like that's kind of the same situation in a way. But I feel that she should know, and she kind of should have known all along, because the longer she waits, it's just going to get harder. And she's going to think, you know, have my parents lied to me any other times, and she's going to feel deceived. So I think they should tell her as soon as possible.
Thank you so much for calling in. Playhouse in the morning, 237-HITS. You can text 35270. 15-year-old daughter has no idea at all that she has a twin sister that passed shortly after birth, and mom is wondering, should she know? When should she know? How do I tell her? Hi.
I'm thinking that mother has issues and needs to tell her daughter. I have a little sister that is deceased, and to me, that mother's acting like she never had that child by not telling her daughter. So that's that point of it, and the fact that my youngest sibling's like 4, so mm-hmm. I'm 23. If I had died, my parents hadn't told my sibling, it's kind of the same principle. Oh, by the way, you never, don't tell them we had an older brother. I don't know, I just think it's, you should tell her daughter. Her daughter should have known the entire time.
Perfect, thank you so much. Maybe some more of those text messages.
Part of coping with the death of a child is continuing to talk about the child and including in the family. She should have known all along. That's disrespectful to the child that passed, and if she'd grown up knowing she had a sibling who passed away, it would have just been part of who she is. Now it's going to be a crushing blow, and she'll need to grieve. She won't trust you anymore. You screwed up. Tell her now and hope she forgives you for lying. They should tell her and have a good explanation of why they never told her and why they've hid it this long. Also, yes, it's her right to know. I can't believe she's even considering keeping this a secret. That little baby that passed deserves to be recognized and celebrated, no matter how short her life was.
And certainly, as you call and you text, 237-HITS, you can text 35270. Advice as to how to enter that conversation if you think it needs to be entered. Maggie, I don't suppose you have any. Maybe that's one of those ones where you're just like, I don't know. But any thoughts as to how she would even begin and sit down and talk about that?
Well, you know, she could just sit her down and say, you know, we didn't know how to tell you this when you were younger because mm-hmm. we didn't know if you would completely understand what was going on, but, you know, and then just get into it.
Yeah.
But you do absolutely have to tell her and be honest because it's just part of life. Like, I don't know.
Good morning. Your thoughts for mom there?
So, okay. I think that you should not let a grown woman tell you how to raise your kids. But I think that she should know. Like, I don't know why she's hiding it from her.
Okay, thank you so much. So you seem to be really bothered by grandma kind of calling the shots here. Thank you so much. 237, it's text 35270. A 15-year-old daughter has no idea that she had a twin sister that passed shortly after birth. And now they're debating, contemplating, and telling her everything. Hi.
Well, I have the same situation. I have a daughter that was a twin, and we lost her twin. My daughter has known from day one, I mean, from when she was little. And she has no problem with it whatsoever. She sometimes will talk about it, and she thinks it's kind of cool that she, you know, had some other body to share with while I was pregnant and everything. And sometimes she does kind of talk about maybe being sad that she doesn't have that sister with her. But it is a part of her life, and it's something that she's always known, and we've never had any trouble with her knowing that or ever regretted telling her.
So you think she should definitely know, and as soon as possible would be great.
I do. I do believe that is just part of her story of life.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We certainly do appreciate the phone call this morning. So it would seem, Rat, as I'm kind of glancing here at the text club and we're listening to these phone calls, I think the majority of people, if not everyone, seems to think that this probably should be a conversation. What are some of those final text messages we're seeing there?
Why wouldn't you say anything? I think that's horrible. These parents are sheltering her from reality, and that is not a good choice. She should have known all along. Somebody else pointing out twins have a special connection. The poor kid might feel empty and not know why.
Mm-hmm.
A great one. We lost a baby about a year before my now 3-year-old was born. She already knows that she had a sister who is now an angel. We keep it age appropriate, but the baby was part of our family, so we want her to know about it.
Now, as I'm glancing here, I'm hearing these. It would seem the Playhouse family, I mean, the general consensus certainly seems to be, yes, we think that your daughter probably should know, Mom. We really, really do. If you feel that there is an angle here, or in terms of advice, a way to get into this conversation, any words of warning, any help you want to still offer, certainly text that to 35270, because I'm seeing some very long and emotional stories in the text club. And I think this would really lend well to, again, the kind of emailing all of these. So if you have some last words of advice, certainly text club 35270. That would just be awesome. And now I kind of pop here in a couple of minutes. Your news and Y90 forecast. Also the winners of our Facebook share contest for pink tickets a little while as well.
The Morning Playhouse.
Amazing.
So good.
Y94.